because our rain has gone in. Well, it should have been over the 1st of August. It's now 2.5 months, and it's still raining. So we must follow the advice and counsel that's given. The Venezuelan operation of that general is a perfect front. He's a candidate for the next presidency. There's hope that he will be defeated. If not, we have a perfect ground then to say we are going to the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union has said they'll take us. It causes no conflict with Guyana, because Guyana will have nothing to say about this land. We will just get out. But we didn't make any agreement with the Venezuela, and the Soviets have promised us protection against any kind of invasion or an attempt on the part of reactionaries that would take over Guyana. But it's more serious than some people want to see. We have several enemies. And we had enemies that sent that little man who was here, the detective, and he told us all, and it's all written up in affidavits, a penalty, under penalty of perjury, what he was going to do if he had not seen that our faces looked happy, and he saw no guards, and he saw no barbed wire, fortunately. He saw no television things looking at him, cameras, and he saw determined people that looked to him like they were voluntarily, which we were, encircling our community to be free. That caused him, this is a testimony from the mouth of the detective himself, that caused him to withdraw from the situation. And then later, through our contacts, we broke him to talk to someone that Dr. Lane and Dr. Freed knew. He broke and talked and spilled all the beans, and there were lots. Stone had been stealing money at a secret bank account in England. Stone was also being funded by high-level members of the conspiracy. So now he's a class enemy. Stone had been a member of the CIA for 8 years, according to this man's sworn testimony. He has been a class enemy, not just an enemy, but a class enemy. This man once bitterly despised us for communism and socialism, and still does not accept our views politically. But nonetheless, he admires our care for one another, and he has given us services free. That shows how much belief he has in what's happening here. So I'm saying, please, follow the advice to be in the pavilion, under the theater, under the library. There's no danger to you. We have means of protection. There's no danger to you if you will stay where you belong. And the security is to rove constantly. That is the rule of the day. Don't stop them and engage them in social conversations long. It is absolutely, if you follow the rules, either be in the library studying news, sign in at the theater pavilion, or in your homes resting. Moreover, anyone that has any problem feeling of suicide, please give your name in the radio room, because it's a grave and dangerous thing that you're doing to yourself. I wish you could get out of this life, the ones that want out, that don't want to fight the enemy. I never wanted to give the enemy, capitalism, racist pigs like Ku Klux Klan, white bullying cops. I never wanted to give them the satisfaction of killing myself. But if you don't have those checks, put your name in and we can help you by some mood elevation medication that will help the situation. Write it down, write your name down, your feelings about it, and why you are feeling this way, or what the problem. You will not be brought on the floor. We are trying to stop good socialists from laying down their lives and having to go back 500 generations. It's expensive to us. I would think there'd be enough motivation, as I said, but I will not mention your name if you need some kind of attention because of feeling of committing suicide. We will not mention your name whatsoever to no one, so put it in the suggestion box. And the suggestion box must be open by me. Now, if you wish to get there more rapidly, give it to the radio sealed in an envelope for me. Sealed in an envelope for me. Or some way stapled so that it goes directly to me. You could just say, for my eyes only, and no one else will pay any attention. We get letters like that every day. Suggestions or feelings that they want to send just to Father, Dad, your best friend, the office, every day. We get those notes and have for many months. So if you put for your eyes only, no one will think anything about it. And they will certainly oblige that. I've never seen anyone try to break into any notes or mail that has come to me. So all right, now I'll let you not interfere further. But don't forget that when you do try to commit suicide and you put harm to your body, use the energy of Jim Jones that could be used against the common enemy or to protect the little girl that would have been now dead, Terry, because of this septicemia bacterial disease in her lungs. She had fainted 3 times and went into total coma, and the doctor said it would have been a short time before she had died. The other lad that had the serious infection, kidney infection, and other involvement, and we didn't have any place. He was too close to disaster, and we had no plane available, and there was heal within both of them within 5 minutes' time. But if people drain me down by letting their personal problems preoccupy them, remember what I said. The next person I revive from suicide, I will see that it is not going to be meditation spent on you. If you haven't taken advantage of my offer now, so I can help you, if you're in that state of depression, I can help you. If you like running away or you feel like committing suicide, just imagine how Timothy O. Stone, who had Chris Lewis murdered, he would feel. How much he'd laugh. Imagine all those white devils like Deanna Myrtle and her husband, and all that evil like Liz Forman, that element that never would do a thing for the cause and stole from the cause. Grace, on one occasion alone, according to the Bridenbecks, $5,000. That's terrible. Would you want to give them the satisfaction that you'd taken your own life? Let them smear in the press that you hated socialism, that you didn't believe in equality and justice? Would you want that written? That's the way they'd write your epitaph. Not that you were a hero, but that you did not like brotherhood socialism and you preferred capitalism, which has turned into outright fascism. It's turned into outright fascism already in the USA. Get politicized more and remember, my heart was broken when I was a child, when the panties of my only girlfriend, best girlfriend, were dropped on my desk only because I wouldn't screw her. Then my best boyfriend, who wanted me to screw him, my buddy, and I wouldn't do it, he does it and drops her panties on my desk. And I'd helped him with tests and everything. So no matter how many people, and there have been thousands that have sought after me because of being a leader, wanting me for sex or whatever, but one thing I learned from that experience, that people only use you until they become communist, and I'm glad for that experience. Now I'm glad for that painful rejection when I went out and cried for hours and hours over the pain that that girl, Marilyn Kircher, brought upon me. I cried and thought I would die of heartache, but the heartache was worthwhile. It made me trustworthy, never again to fall for anyone, to only be in love with you as a family, communism above all. So I think it was, everything happens, not just happens, but everything happens just if you'll look at it. Take every knock and make it a boost onward in communism and sociocentric behavior on your part, away from egocentrism. If you're sociocentric, put your ego down. You're not going to care what anyone says to you, what happens to you, what you go through. You're going to be interested only in the cause of one day fighting the vicious enemy. If we were to go to the Soviet Union, that would be very possible. We could volunteer for Africa. He assured us of that. You could do a lot of things that some of you want. Some of you want to go to university. Some of you want to fight the class enemy. Well, you'd be able to fight the class enemy there. We would also be allowed the privilege of the vain chance, just the bare risk that there was a chance to go back and help build socialism in America, and the nuclear war, the Soviet Union was able to get such a bomb that would stop U.S.'s ability, or such a defense system that would stop U.S. bombs before they ever got anywhere to any part of the world. We will be given the opportunity, he assured me, of going back and helping the revolution. So you have everything before you. Protection here in a warm, beautiful climate. And remember the importance of living in the highest conduct and building this to the best degree, because the delegation is coming, and there's a possibility, a strong possibility, even though it's late, the offer wasn't taken up earlier, unfortunately. We didn't know about it. The only chance that we won't have the alternative this year, we'll have it next year. The only reason we won't have it is because it's been allocated to some other people. If we did not get it, it'll only be allocated because they thought nobody here was going to take it, because there was some vague mention of it. We didn't understand it through our office in the headquarters, and they didn't get it clear, and they may have allocated it to some other nation. But it looks very good. But the delegation coming is absolutely sure. So let's be certain to study our language and our current events with the highest reason that we can defeat the class enemy, that we can stand up as one for black liberation, for social justice, for economic equality. Don't be so silly as to lay your life down to give the fascist a laugh and the newspapers a headline. That is silly, and it is a waste of your whole potential. Because think what you could do if you would not internalize that violence by self-destruction and think towards the enemy. Don't forget that Stone's still walking around, but ask for Chris Lewis. He deserved a chance to live. He was kind to older people. He helped us many times with many important endeavors to help other people, even though he didn't listen to me and stay here like I wanted him to stay here and be safe. Surely, surely, you're consumed enough with the passion to see that Stone and Myrtles and Liz Forman, who demanded that man be put out of the way before they would cooperate with the authorities of this conspiracy, surely. You say, what do you mean? You know, in fact, yes, that's another thing that we've had told to us by the conspirators that stepped forward. So we want you to realize you are fighting a real enemy. And be careful about following the rules and keep yourself alive to register when the time comes, a lethal blow on the enemy called capitalism and fascism. Thank you and much love. Well, thought that after I explained suicide last night and the necessity for guilt, that there would be those who would consider it today. I would have thought people would have listened to the reasoning from my heart that I know people live on. But we had one young lady, and she tried to do something, and she will have to, of course, get more help than ordinarily, because we can't. And this medication, as I said, if you take the medication, it requires you to be just a little more tranquil, and you can't work around dangerous machinery. So I hope we don't have a whole community that would not take on guilt and assume guilt, like I have, for others even, but one did not get the message last night and thought they would show that. So we will have to, of course, keep that person under surveillance till we see the medication is having some effect on you. We are very sorry that we cannot relate. I cannot relate to how personal romance could be taken as an issue to hurt little babies, to cause shame on a movement. I don't know. This situation baffles me, that you are, there's capabilities of being self-centered, that a person can try this sort of thing. When I appealed so strongly to you last night, the young lady, not to feel bad about all of it, it must be that you are manipulating something you want to do. Well, when you can prove yourself responsible, then we will let you have whoever you want, no matter whether we feel that the person may be good for you or bad for you. We will not interfere with your sick love affairs. But if a person volunteers to me now, rather than tells me after the fact that they've tried to do something, we can give you assistance that will enable you to work about, but you will be, for a while, sleepy and drowsy, and you will not be able to be around anything, any heavy machinery, or any place that required safety precautions. But I would think that someplace in our minds, we could grow up, write to me, even if you feel you need it, or if you don't need it, but you feel that way. If you feel suicidal, I may be able to lift certain burdens, take off certain tensions, to assist you. But we're in a revolution. The only American group. Marcus Garvey died on a lonely island, trying to see this day. A group of people leaving America and shaking the dust of capitalism off their feet. This has been the dream of black people from W.E.B. Du Bois. No one followed him. W.E.B. Du Bois, great communist he was, who really knew colonialism and gave many of Lenin's principles, Lenin his inspiration, this great black scholar, for many of Lenin's works were based on the previous work of W.E.B. Du Bois. But W.E.B. Du Bois could get only his wife to leave America with him, because people were so sick and so attached to the venomous octopus of America, who reaches out its tentacles and kills the innocent so that you can eat popcorn and soda pop and go to a bebop dance or disco. I don't know how anybody could lust after that place. I certainly don't. I would think you would think about the number of people. You don't give a damn about Chris Lewis that was shot down. Think about the Wilmington 10 that they won't even give a trial to, when all witnesses say they're innocent and they're still being held in jail for upwards of 400 years, when all the witnesses couldn't live with their conscience and have stepped forward on the news media and said they are not guilty of burning down that empty garage. If you don't relate to that, I don't know what else to do but to try to help you through our doctor. We'll help you through our counseling. If you feel it, you say, I won't do it, but feel it, I'd like to know that too, because nothing will be done. Because we know what that is. We get tired and weary of the pain that people are causing in life. But we're one of the very few communities in the world, outside of the Soviet Union, that can do something about it, that can help those that are struggling still to be free, like Ethiopia, Namibia. We have Zimbabwe. We have the opportunity to go to the greatest place on earth and get training that would equip us well and ably to defeat the common foe. Remember, have your homes early in the morning, presentable, and everything around here presentable, because helicopter may bring in the cultural people, cultural center people, the government official, early in the day. That was their original plan, if something didn't come up. So please take this to heart. If you have depressions, write about them. We'll gladly counsel about them. We understand depressions. If you have suicide feelings, say, I won't do it, we understand that, and we will talk about it. If you feel a compulsion to commit suicide and write it before you've done anything, and won't do it, give us an opportunity to help you with a tranquilizer. We will do that, but even as much as it costs financially. But there's no cost like the cost of laying your life down over some self-concern, motivation. Don't you have any desire to defeat fascism? Don't you have any feeling that your body is worth some leverage against one oppressor? Each of you here are more skilled and training, more knowledge of Marxist-Leninism. You could defeat a common enemy. Though I carry a temperature every day, I live with that passion. Though I have anxieties and pains after bringing two back from the jaws of death last night? Three, naming the young man with the gasoline. My God, I have no desire to lay my body down and let it rot when I could carry it someplace and make an impact on against the fascist in USA, if nothing else. And that's our whole motivation, the motivation of the Soviet Union. Youth can be trained to be doctors that want to be. Youth can be trained to be fighters that want to. Seniors can be protected, and our children can feel peace. Here, we ought to be grateful. We have the greatest peace we've ever known. More protection because GDF did beef up their border forces. As I said, all you have to do is stay on the paths and don't go out in the bush, into the jungle where tigers and snakes are galore. Of course, we've never been bitten by anything here, so let us be extremely mindful of this. Extremely mindful of what I'm saying. Don't give the capitalists a laugh. The fascist pigs that would have headlines over you laying down your life. Don't give them that kind of laugh. They'll make you look like nothing but a weak person, and they'll say you didn't like socialism. You didn't like black people. You didn't like living in an interracial community. Don't give fascists that kind of joy. I wouldn't do it no matter how depressed I get. And I don't take medication to keep from being depressed. And I'm depressed because of the way some people here use me badly, abuse me, and drive me when I'm not even physically well. But I will live on for a long time because I care to protect all of you. Some who won't even try to protect yourself or look after your own interest. Please take this to heart. The suggestion box is available to you and privacy. But as I said, I will have to deal a little differently with the young woman that after I appealed most lovingly to you that you could, at the proper time, have what you want, and then you'd go ahead and try to do something, or you couldn't get it done, I'll have to see that you get more medical help than the ordinary. I don't understand this at all. I can't relate to it at all. Anyone who succeeds, she didn't succeed either. If you were even to succeed, to go back 500 generations, I just can't dig you people. With all you've seen, the miracles of a girl coming out of a coma, a little boy that was dying, and a young man with gasoline that should have burned his esophagus and his stomach up, should not be able to urinate. He urinated some hours later thereafter, ordinarily, when I went in to see him late in the morning today, late last night. He urinated while I was there and hadn't urinated since he had had the awful stuff in his body. So I'm telling you, I don't dig you people. I would certainly know that this universe is weird as it is, two out of three going to bed hungry. It's certainly going to be weird enough to make you live on, because people want to be at rest and not live on so badly. So that's why I'm sure the religionists are right. Not the way they think it, but we do survive the grave. And then your principles. If I didn't know I wasn't going to live on, I would not give the enemy satisfaction. I can't understand this at all. I would stay alive to be one body, one American. They can use you on Radio Moscow. They can use you from our own radio broadcast here, protesting capitalism. And we do it every day. We talk to every people that come in here about socialism and the racism in America. Every visitor, we tell them the story. It's a chance, it's a challenge to produce a model until the door is open for us there. And he wanted us to keep this door looking the best, working it hard. And I would think that that would be enough motivation. And please talk to your neighbor. Couples talk to each other on this subject until you understand. You are betraying Chris Lewis, who died for us. He had the guts to go to Grace Stone's house to tell her off. He had the guts to go to the Myrtles when they were white-mailing us for $35,000. He had the guts to go at several of those people and tell them, don't try to hurt people's temple anymore, Jim Jones. And then they murdered him for trying to protect you. They murdered him just like I said they would. Please, if you can't relate to that, relate to the Wilmington 10, Patrice Lumumba, or Steve Biko, On we go. Victor Hara. How many do I have to name? How many sad stories of black people? Paul Robeson, and he was homeless all of his life, forced out of his home. And then when he had to come back and see America for a few months to settle affairs for his sister, it was too much on the old man. He'd gotten to be 70 years of age, and it caused his mind to snap. This is horror. This is horror of horrors that we would let down people like that. I can't imagine it. You're not thinking, you're not caring, you're feeling too sorry for yourself. Why don't you stop for a moment and think about the little baby that's laying someplace tonight screaming, 2 out of 3 in the world, screaming for hunger, screaming to have something put in its mouth. If we help the Soviets, if we help socialism, we can change all of that. Soviets on the brink of special kind of defense weapon system to defeat capitalism. They will defeat it as sure as I'm talking to you. And stop that day when little babies with their skin dried up around their bones will be crying for hunger and the mother has nothing to give them, not even water. This is a terrible thing that you can be so self-centered. We must not allow ourselves to be. Thank you, and I love you very, very much.
Losing workforce. I'm going to call the police and GDF. That's why I didn't call earlier. I knew this morning he was gone. I'm just going to call the police, the Guyana Defense Force. We're not going to fool with this because Commander Price is a very good friend. Very good friend of ours. He'll do anything we ask him. By God, he's the head of the Army, Navy, and the Marines. So we're not going to put up this shit anymore. Now you can just take that in your little pipe and smoke it, because we've had enough of it. First thing you do when you run away, we call the GDF, and then they'll throw you in the goddamn police, and their jails are not as nice as ours. They got jails where they really mean business. They mean people be socialist, or they get a cat of nine tails. All right, folks, you can go back to work. What's your business is your business, and go back to your work. Don't just leave production. Everything goes back to usual. All the work, be careful with heavy-duty equipment because of that revolution. It's the full moon. All right. It's the full moon, so be cautious on the full moon cycle. I want to make this clearly understood to any and all members of this community that want to run away. The moment we find that someone has run away, from now on, we're going to call the Guyana Defense Force. Commandeer Price is our close friend. He's dined several times in our headquarters. So we're not going to put up with this bull crap. If you want to run away, you have to deal with them. And I mean they do deal with folks in their jails. They don't play around. The first thing they do for nearly all lawbreakers here is to use a cat of nine tails to give you 30 or 40 lashes to teach you something. So they don't mind if we want to box you around. We try to reason with you folks, and you don't take to that. We have no violence here. You're not even allowed to spank a child. But you're taking advantage of this. But what the TDF does, Guyana Defense Force does, is their business. And what the police do is also their business. So we're just going to turn the matter over to the police and the Guyana Defense Force, Commandeer Price, General Price, Brigadier General Price,